At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
A group of WVU students is addressing the growing problem of food deserts. It's all part of John Saldana's supply chain class here at the John Chambers College of Business and Economics at WVU. John, what is a food desert?
An area where somebody has to travel more than a mile to get to fresh food and they don't have the means to do so. And that area would be defined as a food desert.
This project really was a partnership with Grow Ohio Valley in the Wheeling area. Talk a little bit about that partnership and what students did as part of this project.
Grow Ohio Valley and I, we are part of a much larger coalition of organizations that work in the greater Pittsburgh food shed, which is looking to develop local foods and rejuvenate local economies around sustainable local food communities. So our students looked at all the different areas of the supply chain, how to manage the demand, how to manage their production processes, how to manage their inventory, how to manage their warehousing, cold storage. After meeting with them several times, then decided to break up into these six groups and to tackle each area of the GOV supply chain, both for the public market that they're going to start in May 2019, as well as for GOV's own operation, which is to grow fresh produce in Wheeling in three urban farms and greenhouses, as well as to supply local restaurants, local institutions, schools.
So what's next for this project? What's the timeline on the next steps?
What we're hoping to do is to have a continuous partnership where our students can go in and actually come up with programs that help them grow their business, and maybe even take this model to other parts of this state and the region where we can see how we can have an impact reducing the gap in the people who are food insecure in other parts of the region.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.